We are learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. Omle Abai L'Rav Yosef, Hai Kuva Da'ara, Mai Mevarchem Alayu. This type of bread called Kuva Da'ara, what's the bracha on it? As we saw before, Kuva Da'ara is made out of a Blila Raka, which means a very loose batter, and they put it into the ground and it bakes. So even though usually, even a blila raka, if it turns the bread, become bread. This kuva da'ara, since it doesn't look like mamish regular bread, and it's made of blila raka, so it's a question if it has din of bread or not. And the Gemara before said, pashas yichayev and chala. Just as the yisoid, that I heard different people make a mistake about this, even if you make a bari mizaynis or something, it's very possible it's chayev and chala. It's chayev and chala, is lav dafka toli zevazem in chayev mizaynis or chayev hamaitzi. For example, if you make cocker cake, give it chayev and chala, with a bracha. So it's nothing to do with mezoinis and hamoitzi per se, has to do with has din pas or not. That's what it has to do with, has din lechem or not. And pas above a kistin has a din lechem. So here the question is, we know kuva da'ara, pashas fi, all the girsas before is chayav and chalav, but what's the bracha you make on it? Hai kuva da'ara, mai mevarchem alayim. Omalei, mi savas nahamu, you're saying this is bread? Gupla ba'almu, just a mush, mevarchem alayim mezoinis. And you make a bayim mezoinis. That's the bracha, bayim mezoinis. It's like more like a pas above a kistin. The Gemara says, Mazutra kava suda so lehel. Mazutra taka was kaveh a suda on this type of bread. He ate a suda, made it into a suda. He ate a suda out of it with all the foods. Uvarachla ha-maitzi lechem v'naras. So is brachas. Taka made ha-maitzi and benching. Why do you make ha-maitzi and benching? It's not bread. You can't make ha-maitzi if it's not bread. Terah says, it really is bread. Just it was the guvla ba'alma was something that was more like a pas above a kistin, and therefore, only if you kaveh a suda do you make a bracha on that. Do you make a bracha on that? Even if you eat some matzah with it, my time of lechem oini karinim bay. It's called lechem oini, and it's not sure which words lechem oini, but it has both characteristics. First of all, it's lechem, and second of all, it's oini because it's taka, poor man's bread, and you eat the mitzvah of matzah with it. Like Tosha speaks out, Mazutra covers it as Tosha says v'chein nilish, it covers dush la'avacham la'hamaitzi. There's also a type of pasav of a kiss, a type of a cake. Since you make a suda, you make a maitzi. They used to have like, you know, ham and tashin on Purim, and the kaveh sudan it, to make a ha-maitzi. He said, make a ha-maitzi past chilek, the patram, because it's mesupik, if it's called a kviyas or not, but if you make kviyas on this ham and tashin, you would make a ha-maitzi. So, you see such an idea, that the chiyav chala kubi is not tali zebezeh, but upon him, the Gemara comes out, that if you kaveh a suda, avadi can make a ha-maitzi, even on this kubo d'ara. So the Gemara writes a new sugya. We're leaving Mezoinis and Hamaitzi for a moment, you know, for a while, until Baal Amid. Then we're going to go into a whole different sugya. Omar Bar Ravashi, very important sugya here, Lalocha Lamaisa. Omar Bar Ravashi, Hai Duvsho de Tamri, the Dvash that comes out of Tamarim, Mavarchim Alei Oshakal Ni Bevare, the honey that comes out of these figs, you make a bracha of. The comes out of his dates, you make a shakal nivavari. My taima, zeya ba'amuhu. It's only called zeya. So we explained other times, we'll explain again, that all fruits are ha'eitz. There are two fruits which not only they are ha'eitz, there are mashkas also ha'eitz. And what are they? Zeisim va'anovim. Shemen that comes out of olives, and wine that comes out of grapes really should be ha'eitz. Grada bayir pri gafen zecher to a special bracha. The wine gets a bayir pri agafen, but like the Mishnah says, kol ha'peiros mevarchem bayir pri etz chutz me yayin. Yayin really is included all the peiros. Now zeisim v'anovim, their juice is considered bayir pri etz zeisim v'anovim. Why? Because those fruits are made for drinking. That's what it's made for. It's created for. Mashaken all the peiros are bayir pri etz, but the juice that comes out of it is a shakal nivavari. Why? The Gemara says, my taima zeya ba'amhu. It's considered like. The literal title is sweat. What it means is to say it's not the ikar peri. Just go by a person. A person's sweat is not the person. There's a person and there's a sweat. It's just something that comes out of him. Same thing by a peri. The ikar peri is the peri, and the thing is just zeya ba'alma. The juice is zeya ba'alma. Therefore, it's a shahakal. Zok t'gmar keman. Who is that like? Which tana? Kihai tana. Like this tana. The tana went into the Mishnah. Devash tamarim. Honey that comes out of dates. V'yayin tapuchim. And wine that comes out of apples, which means really like apple juice. And vinegar comes out of grapes that cannot produce wine. These are different type of grapes. They're grapes that don't ever get fully ripened, and they only make vinegar. V'shar mei peiros, all other mei peiros shall truma. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev kerem v'chaymish. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you eat that juice, you just like if you eat truma, you chayev the principal and the chaymish, he also chayev kerem v'chaymish. Rabbi Yeshua peiter, Rabbi Yeshua holds his potter. Why? Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not truma. The juice is not truma. It's zeyev alma. Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not truma, and therefore we are saying like that tana, we're passing like that tana, and therefore you make a shahakal because the juice of a peiri is not the ikker peiri, and therefore it's shahakal. Omalei humra abonon, l'rava, Baruch Teitzer speaks out that same thing is with old mashkin, and this is also why we make a shahakal on beer, even though beer is made out of barley or other type of grains, which are usually mezonis. We had before a svar called kosher yeshbai. Anything that has even a little mezonis, make a mezonis. But still, here, you don't make it, you make a shahakal. And what's the reason? Ayin Tosef is one of the reasons are, since it's a drink, you make a shahakal. But divim shatim, that's halacha on beer, you make a shahakal. So, adkan the gemara of duf shel tamar, which means juices all make shahakal. Next Gemara. Amlehu Rabban al-Rava. Terima mahu. What's the bracha on terima? What's the halacha by terima? Lo yav adai to the Rava my kamale. Rava didn't know exactly what he meant by saying terima. He wasn't sure what that meant. Yosef Ravina kamei the Rava. Ravina was sitting in front of Rava. Amalei. So Ravina said to the shayel, he said, what's your shayla? The shum shumi kamres? Because terima, the word terima means things, something that's crushed. So he asked, you're asking about crushed poppy seeds? Or the kurtami, or you're talking about crushed saffron, it's type of spice commerce, or the portsini commerce, or you're talking about like psoilus of anovim, is that your shayla? And as he was asking this, asked Rava the diet, the Rava chapter what his question was. His question was a general question. Omalei, chasuta vade commerce. You mean to ask, what's the halacha on stuff, on peiros or vegetables that are crushed? What's the bracha on those things that are crushed? Rashi says it means crushed a little bit. It's not pulverized completely. It's not mamish made into flour. It's crushed. What's the bracha on that? Does it retain its bracha or not? And he says, remember what Rav Asi said. Rashi said, "Hai tamei shel truma." The bracha is that when you have peiros of truma, you're not allowed to destroy it. You have to eat it. You can't destroy it. So, "Hai tamei shel tamura shel truma." Mutalasis mehem trima. Rav Asi said you're allowed to make it into trima. But also lasis mehem sheikh. We're not allowed to make it into beer. Because when you make it into beer, you're completely destroying it. But trima you're allowed to make. So it sounds like trima still retains its shame peri. And therefore Gemara says, Vahilchasa tamri, vavidno trima. You took dates and you made it into trima. Mavarchum aleo bayer priates. You still make a bayer priates. My time of masayu kaimik and makara. It stays in the same way that it was before. So he's saying if you crush up peris, make a bayer priates. And from here is Neveya, hundreds of shaylas lahalacha lemaisa. I'll give you a few examples. Applesauce. What bracha make on applesauce? So shayla we had learned Rashi. Rashi says kosher shksas. So trumas deshim daik from Rashi. The Rashi mask, only if it's a little bit crushed, you make a eitz. But if it's crushed legamri, then you make a shahak already. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam says even if you made it into soilus, you still make a bayer priates. So therefore, the Mechava brings down first the Rambam shita, and then the Ramah brings down trumas deshim. And the Ramah says, we know that if it's pulverized completely, you make a shahakal. And therefore, if you have processed applesauce that's very, very liquidy, that's very crushed up, you make a shahakal. But if it's PC applesauce, you make a bayer pri ha'etz. And the same shahakal, the Mishruth speaks out, mashed potatoes are adam. That's what speaks out. Mashed potatoes are adam because that's not pulverized completely. But then it comes to shahakal, what's potato kugel? Potato kugel might be, sometimes when you make potato kugel, put it into a blade and make it mamish into flour, it's mamish completely gone, and make it into a potato kugel. Maybe it's shahakal. It's a big shayla. There's a shayla, what peanut butter, what hummus. We go on forever here. Literally hundreds of foods. The shayla, falafel balls. There's a shayla, what bracha to make it. It comes from this gemara, this one little small gemara of terima, and this goes with machlekes Rambam and Rashi, and v'chulu in the paiskim had to learn exactly what terima is. Zogdamar Avaita, Shasisa, a new thing now. Talking about Shasisa is a type of food they ate for a fool. We'll see in a second. It's a food that's mixed with flour. It's water mixed with flour, or flour from roasted kernels. So this type of food called Shasisa, Rav HaMashakal Nibavar, the bracha is Shahakal. The Shmuel and Bari Mir Mezenis. Shmuel says the bracha is Bari Mir Mezenis. So it sounds like a machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel. Amrav Chistav loy pligi. It's not a machlaikas. Hava ava, hava raka. If it's a thick mixture, then it's a bayim mizaynus. if it's a loose mixture, then it's shakal nibavar. Habava baraka. Of the of alachila avle, therefore you make a very mizenis. Rakel or fuka avle, and therefore you make a shakal nibavar. Most Rav Yosef v'shavin. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos, this is talking about Gary Losh. Shabbos Hashem v'shoshos b'Shabbos. You're allowed to mix the shtista on Shabbos. Shabbos v'zeisim mitzvah. You're allowed to drink the zeisim mitzvah b'Shabbos. Now, if you're allowed to make this shoshos on Shabbos, it must be allowed to drink it on Shabbos. And v'yisak adayta l'raful kamachav. And if we're saying now you make a shakel on this shasisa raka. Why? Because it's refuah. It's made for refuah. So, hey, the refuah Shabbos mishari. Now I'll take medicine on Shabbos. There's an issa. Take medicine on Shabbos. Amle abaya. Va'at loy tizbara. You don't hold that you're allowed to take this shasisa raka on Shabbos. Va'atanam lo'ta mishnah. Kol oichlim oichl odm refuah b'Shabbos. All oichlin, a person, any oichl, the klal gadol is like this. That anything that's a meichel b'riyim, you're allowed to take on Shabbos. For example, someone really doesn't like chicken soup, but he's not feeling well. He's allowed to take chicken soup on Shabbos? Yes. Why? Because it's a meichel b'riyim. It's a meichel b'riyim, therefore you're allowed to take a meichel b'riyim Shabbos. Let's say someone has a stomachache. You're allowed to take prune juice on Shabbos. He doesn't like prune juice. But prune juice is a meichel b'riyim, and therefore it's not called the medicine. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol oichl meichel odm refuah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to eat any oichl you're allowed to take on Shabbos. V'chol mashke shoyse, you're allowed to drink any mashke on Shabbos. That's not called refuah b'Shabbos if it's a meichel b'riyim, it's called. Meichel b'riyim. Tums is not a meichel b'riyim, by the way, and therefore Tums, ask a local rabbi, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. Unless you're not full of mishkov, then you're allowed to take medicine. Kol oichl meichel odm refuah b'Shabbos. Chol mashke shoyse, elama istachol meima, gavra lachila komachavin. So Tarot says, what's Pshat? You're allowed to take on Shabbos because the Recham Lachila, Hachanami, Gav Lachila Kamachavin. You're allowed to, the Gav is trying to make Achila, and therefore, it's not a problem. I'm saying, still of Adar, it's Refuah. Gemara's question like this. Gemara says, it's a Shakal, why? Because it's Refuah. Right, the Gemara's Refuah, how are you allowed to take it on Shabbos? That was Gemara's question. Gemara answers, no, because since he's eating as an Eichel, so it's called a Meichel Briyam, and therefore, it's not a problem to take shisisa on Shabbos. Lashon Achrina, the same thing, just a little bit different, slightly different. Lashon Achrina, Elamayis Lachemem Megav Lachila Kamachav and Refuah Melekahav, and the Refuah happens by itself. Hakanam Lachila Kamachav and Refuah Melekahav. The his Mechav Vachila and the Refuah happens by itself. That's the pshat why you're allowed to take the shisisa. So Gemara Kasha, how you allowed to take shisisa? Aye, it's Refuah. And for the Gemara, it's a food, and if it's a food, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos, even though like on the side you get a Refuah.
Even if you don't like the food.
Even if you don't like the food, as long as it's a food that people eat sometimes, it's called a oichel, it's called meichel b'riyim. So Gemara asks, if that's the case, the horse Rav's chiddush make a shakel. Like, obviously, it's a food. You're even allowed to take it on Shabbos. So why do you Rav Shmuel? So Gemara, tzricha, really Rav, because Rav's the one who said shakel, Shmuel said a mezonos is on an oven, on something that's thick. That's why I take out the word Shmuel. But tzricha the Rav, the imahai, if we just said the case of Shabbos, havamin l'achilu kamachavin, and that's why it's mutar on Shabbos. But maybe when it comes to brachas, since I'm a chavim for a fool, the only reason I'm taking this only for a fool, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Since you have a na from it, you have to make a bracha. That means even if someone does not love prune juice, as long as it's not mazikim, if he drinks prune juice, he has to make a bracha, as long as it's not terrible for him. He has to make a bracha because the ma'isa, even though he's only taking it for a refuah, but since he has enough from it, he has to make a bracha. So the Gemara Vayta. It says in our Mishnah that pas make hamoitzi lechem la'aretz. So we have the girsa in our Mishnah hamoitzi lechem la'aretz. The Gemara Tav Shaila had to make the bracha. Tanan bana ma'u oimer hamoitzi lechem la'aretz. The first Tana says you say hamoitzi v'chudar bottom. You say hamoitzi lechem la'aretz, which is a lashon of Avar, that you took lechem out of arts. You say moiti lechem arts, which is a lotion of like present. You take bread out of the arts. So Rabban say ha moiti lechem arts. They took out bread, and Nachman says moiti lechem arts. Amar Rava, the moiti kol pligi the apik mashman. Everyone agrees that moitzi does not mean that he took out. Moitzi, you were moitzi lechem la'aretz. Everyone agrees that when you make a bracha, Rashi explains, you have to make a bracha for something Hashem did. Not that he's going to do. Hashem did. So therefore, moitzi for sure is good. Because moitzi means something Hashem did. He was moitzi lechem la'aretz. He said, Baruch Hashem HaKirem HaLachlam, that the Eibishter was took bread out of the ground. Moedam Maratz. Ha Moitzi is machloikis if it means lahaba or l'sha'ava, which means, is it past or it's future? That's the question. So, let's read inside. Omar Rav, Moitzi kulam alay pligi, the apik mashma. It's mashma that he took out. It was past. The chsev keil moitzi ami mitraim. Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim. Moitzi means he took us out of Mitzrayim. Ki pligi ba ha moitzi. What does that mean? Hamoitzi means he's going to take us out, going to take out the bread, or he took out. But Baron Savri, Hamoitzi davik mashas. Mashas he took out already. Chsev Hamoitzi lucha mayim mitzurach alam. He took out water from a rock. So you see, it's a lashon of ava. And talking about where you thanked Hashem. Malicha ba midbar ha godol va hanoyer nachashar va akra v'tzman. Hashem in mayim Hamoitzi lucha mayim mitzurach alam. The pasuk in Devarim says Parashat Ekev, I think. And Rav Nechemya says, Rav Nechemya says, Hamoitzi the mapik mashma. Hamoitzi means you can't say Hamoitzi lechmaros. Why not? Because that's mashma I'm going to take out. How do I know that? Zok Rav Nechemya. Shenem, it says in Parashat Va'era, Hamoitzi eschem atacha sivlitz Mitzrayim. We know in Parashat Va'era they didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. Here says, Hamoitzi eschem atacha sivlitz Mitzrayim, which I'm going to take her out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, Rav Nechemya says, Hamoitzi is no good. So what did Rabbanu do with that pasuk? If Rabbanu hold Hamoitzi means past, what do you do with the pasuk in Parashas Va'era? It's before he took it out of Mitzrayim. But Rabbanu, Nahu Hachkam Olay. This is what Hashem was saying. Hachkam Olay Kutcha Brichel Yisrael. Kad Mafkinu Luchu, when I take you out eventually, Avid Luchu Milsa, I'm going to do for you Nisim, Kehecha Di Adisu, Da Anohu Da Afgis Yisrael Mitzrayim. That you'll know that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Di Yichsiv, Yedatem Keni Hashem Akecha Hamoitzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. The pasuk goes like this. V'kachtav Eschem Li La'om, V'yisi Lechem Lelekim. And then, v'yadatam k'ni Hashem akeichem ha'moitzi yeschem, you took us out with tachas of Israel's tribe. So ha'moitzi there, even though it's a parash of Eira, it's going on the future where you're going to know already that ha'moitzi yeschem Eretz Yisrael, that you took us out of Eretz Yisrael. And avada ha'moitzi means past tense. So what the Gemara v'aitem? M'shtarav k'n le'i rabbon le'rav zeira is bar razvid, achud rav shim bar razvid, odom godohu. The rabbon told Rav Zeira that the son of Rav Zvid, the brother of Shimon Bar Zvid, was an Adam Godu Bakir Brachas. So he's a big Bakir Brachas. So I'm like, Yavi Yadcha Mavil Yadi. When he comes down, I want him to visit me. Zimn Chada Iklul Gabei came to town. Afikule Rifta, he came to his house, came to visit Rav Zeira. Afikule Rifta, he brought him out bread. And Pasach Omar Moitzi, he said, Moitzi Lechem in Aretz. Omar, Zeus, Emil of Adam Godu, Bakir Brachas, that the big Bakis, the Adam Godu Bakir Brachas. Bishlam him Omar Hamoitzi. Bishlam, if he said Hamoitzi, then okay, Ashmina time of Ashmina Hilkasa. Then I see, you know, Pshah in the Pasik, the Hamoitzi means past tense, and I see a halacha, you're passing like there are Bonon, Ashmina Hilkasa, Grabonon. Eld Oma Moitzi, Mike Mashblon. What's the big deal by saying Hamoitzi? Zokta Gemara, Pasha Tarets. The Eu David, Lafukin Afshim Plukta. He said Moitzi, he didn't want to get involved in Machlaikis. But Lamais, Halacha Lamais is what? Hilkasa Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, the Kaimlik Rabbonon, the Amri Mafing Mashma. Halacha Lamais, we say Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, and it means past tense. And even though the Gemara said Hamoitzi Kulam Lech Pligi, still we still say Hamoitzi.